KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, we have cloudy skies and 14 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today, a high of 34. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy. Well, they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex packs. In Southwest Iowa News, an accident in Creston Sunday afternoon resulted in a teen being transported to the hospital to be checked for injuries. Authorities say 16-year-old Angel Stowe of Creston was driving a 2006 Chevy Impala northbound on Sumner Street at around 3 p.m. and was adjusting her rearview mirror. She failed to notice a 2006 Ford F-25 pickup was stopped ahead of her, waiting for the traffic to pass. Before turning west onto Spencer Street, the car rear-ended the pickup, causing a total of $3,500 damage. Stowe complained of pain and was transported by private vehicle to the Greater Regional Medical Center in Creston. The driver of the pickup, 36-year-old Bradley Johnson of Creston, was not hurt, and there were no citations issued. Police in Shenandoah had a busy night Sunday responding to two separate fights. At around 7:30 p.m., officers were called to a residence in the 200 block of Wabash Avenue for a fight in progress. Upon investigation, officers arrested 29-year-old Kyle Campbell of Shenandoah for felony burglary in the second degree and simple assault. Campbell was taken to the Page County Jail, where he was being held on $10,000 bond. And at around 9 p.m., Shenandoah police were called to a report of several vehicles fighting with a handgun present near the intersection of Grant and Center Streets. The parties had separated before the officers arrived, and the weapon, which was a BB gun, was seized. The incident remains under investigation. The Page County Sheriff's Office assisted with the response to the incident. Police in Red Oak Sunday morning arrested a woman from Nebraska for disorderly conduct. 21-year-old Darian Elizabeth Heideman of Omaha was arrested in the 2400 block of North 8th Street in Red Oak at around 12:40 a.m. She was booked into the Montgomery County Jail and held on $300 bond. A call to police about a stabbing Saturday afternoon in Council Bluffs led to the arrest of a man on two counts of attempted murder. 46-year-old Thomas Light of Council Bluffs was arrested after being interviewed by detectives with the Council Bluffs Police Department Criminal Investigations Division. And that was with regard to an incident at 108 South 15th Street in Council Bluffs. Light was being held in the Pottawatomie County Jail. Officers responded to the residence at around 2:18 p.m. Saturday, and upon arrival, they located several people inside the home and determined that there were two victims who'd been stabbed with a knife, that is. Both victims, one a male and female, were transported to Mercy Hospital with serious but non-life-threatening injuries. An investigation into the incident continues. And if you think you have any information regarding that case, you're asked to contact Crime Stoppers at 712-328-7867. A Council Bluffs man was among those killed by a gunman who opened fire at Fort Lauderdale's airport Friday afternoon. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
57-year-old Michael Omi and his 52-year-old wife, Carrie, were on their way to a Caribbean cruise, according to Omaha's KETV television. Michael Omi was shot in the head and died in the airport's baggage claim area. His wife was shot in the shoulder and is expected to recover. The Florida Sun Sentinel reports that Michael Omi was a surveyor who owned a firm called Boundary Line Surveys in Omaha. The newspaper found Carrie Omi's Facebook profile, too. It indicates she is a customer service representative for a telecommunications company. I'm O.K. Henderson.
And 26-year-old military veteran Esteban Santiago has confessed to the airport shootings, according to a criminal complaint filed against him in Florida. Elsewhere in the news, the Adair County Board of Supervisors will hold a special session at 9 a.m. today in their boardroom of the courthouse in Greenfield. During the session, the supervisors will hear fiscal year 2018 funding requests from county department heads or departments, including recorder, treasurer, custodian, engineer, auditor, clerk of court, social services, the medical examiner, mental health, data processing, and sanitarian. Afterward, the board will enter into a work session. And the Griswold School Board will hold a special meeting this afternoon at 4 o'clock in the central office at the middle school high school building. During that session, the board will act on approving an architectural firm for pre-referendum and design services with regard to district facilities. They'll also act on certain personnel matters. Well, senators from Nebraska and Iowa have reintroduced a bill requiring immigration officials to hold in custody anyone who has entered the country illegally and charged with a crime resulting in injury or death of another person. Senators Joni Ernst and Chuck Grassley of Iowa and Deb Fisher and Ben Sass of Nebraska introduced Sarah's Law last June, but it failed to advance. The law is named after 21-year-old Sarah Root of Council Bluffs, who died after the SUV she was driving was struck in Omaha by a pickup driven by Eswin Mejia in early February. prosecutors say Mahale was in the U.S. illegally and driving drunk. He's been charged with motor vehicle homicide. Immigration officials declined to keep him into custody. He bonded out of jail and fled and hasn't been seen since. The bill from the senators was introduced again last Thursday. In the funeral announcements, Rosa Hunter, age 91, of Panora, died Wednesday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Rosa Hunter will be this morning at 10 o'clock at St. Thomas Lutheran Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home of Panora has arrangements. Marie Jean Hatfield, age 81, of Messina, died January 3rd at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab in Oneida. A memorial service for Marie Hatfield will be today at 11 o'clock at Trinity Christian Church in Bridgewater. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Velma Louise Sheldahl, age 86, of Menlo, died Saturday at her home. Visitation will be held from 10 until 11 a.m. Wednesday at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart, followed by a celebration of life for Velma Sheldahl at 11 a.m. Wednesday, also at the funeral home. Lawrence Max Bates, age 80, of Atlantic, died Friday at his home. Memorial services for Max Bates will be Thursday at 11 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Ruth Ann Corey, age 90, of Lemon Grove, California, and formerly of Avoca, died January 1st. Graveside services for Ruth Ann Corey will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Monroe Township Cemetery in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. And Sandra Valerie Pollard, age 72, of Stewart, died Saturday at her home. A celebration of life open house for Sandra Pollard will be this Saturday from 2:30 until 4:30 at the Stewart Library with Johnson Family Funeral Home and Stewart in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.